You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For the first time in over a decade, Californians cast their ballots on a Super Tuesday yesterday, along with 13 other states. They voted for who they want to be the next Democratic presidential candidate, and they voted on a number of measures from school bonds and affordable housing to earthquake safety. Here's KALW's Angela Johnston and Ben Trefney to recap what happened.
Angela, you were out in the field last night, starting out at the Democratic County Central Committee party in San Francisco.
Yeah, or the DCCC for short.
So you were there when the media declared Bernie Sanders the winner in California. Can you set the scene for us about what happened?
Yeah, Ben, I was at the Piano Fight Bar in the Tenderloin, and that's where a group of candidates running for the DCCC under what they're calling the social justice slate were stationed. So there were a lot of Bernie supporters in the room, lots of Bernie t-shirts and buttons. And when the clock struck 8, which is when the polls closed in California, it felt like it was New Year's Eve. There were streamers and everything, and everyone started counting down 10, 9, 8. And then nearly right away, CNN called Bernie the winner of California. And so cheers erupted.
Yeah, this thing about the winner of a state, that kind of bothered me in the media generally because they were talking about that all over the place. I was listening to NPR all evening long when I wasn't on the air, and it's just not that simple. In primaries, you get a proportional number of delegates based on the percentage of votes you get. So in California, for example, Bernie Sanders received right around a third of the state's vote. Joe Biden got nearly a quarter. That's pretty close. Michael Bloomberg drew just under 15% of the vote, and Elizabeth Warren only about 12%. So, but here's the thing for those last two. You need 15% in a state's primary to earn any delegates. So if these results stand, that leaves Bloomberg and Warren empty-handed in California.
Despite a pretty big investment here from Bloomberg, I got a piece of mail from Bloomberg campaign almost every day for the past month.
Me too. I sometimes got two in a day. And so then on Hangover Wednesday, today, Bloomberg drops out.
So back to the delegates. Sanders is going to receive most of the state's 494 delegates, and Biden will receive the rest.
Right. So clearly, California is not just a win for Sanders.
Right. But it was a win for Nancy Pelosi. She got over 75% of the vote here in the 12th district. Usually, a Republican opponent named John Dennis comes in second, at least he has for the past few years. But this year, another Democrat made it to the next round. Shahid Buttar, a lawyer and activist, came in second with 12% of the vote.
So they'll be going at it in November. So let's turn to the state proposition.
Just one.
Yep, the fatefully named Prop 13. It was for a $15 billion bond that would fund public education facilities from elementary school to community colleges.
And that's ironic since the much better known Prop 13 locked in property taxes at the expense of public education back in the 70s.
Right. Confusing. So a lot of people were lamenting the luck of the proposition numbers draw before yesterday, and this Prop 13 went down. It wasn't really close. With pretty much all the ballots counted now, it only got about 44% of the vote.
Yeah, I wonder if there was this confusion over the other older Prop 13 and people just not realizing what they were voting for. And also, I didn't really see any ads for it, at least at my house. No mailers.
Yeah, just the Bloomberg ones. I don't think he really put money behind that one.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. But I looked it up and San Franciscans overwhelmingly said yes to Prop 13.
Huh.
They considered a handful of other propositions here, too. And as we've mentioned, there are still some votes to count, but it looks like voters passed them all.
So let's break them down. There's Prop A, that's a bond to pay for City College job training and infrastructure repair.
And voters supported that, even though just a couple weeks ago, Mayor London Breed vetoed a plan for the city to cover costs to keep City College from cutting classes.
Yeah, but maybe with this new support, City College can become more financially sustainable. Then there's San Francisco's Prop B.
Yeah, that will allow the city to issue bonds to fund seismic improvements to emergency response facilities. Mm-hmm. I was at the Prop B headquarters last night, and very early on, it showed a high yes count. Right now, it's at over 80% yes.
I want to call attention to a few more here in San Francisco, too, Ange. You were paying a lot of attention to Prop D, for example.
Last night, I went to the Yes on D party in North Beach. It was at Tosca. Supervisor Aaron Peskin was there. So were a bunch of North Beach business owners, and they were projecting the SF Elections webpage on a big screen. North Beach, Ben, has a big vacant storefront problem. Mm-hmm. I've actually noticed it myself walking around the neighborhood in the past few years, so many empty stores. And now that Prop D has passed, the city will begin to tax landlords who leave storefronts vacant for more than 6 months. business owners there were really stoked on the measure passing. They hope it'll bring a lot of foot traffic and tourism back to the neighborhood.
Well, we'll see. And I know that one of the things with Prop D is that if there's a time of recession, then they expect the taxes to go up because there'll be more vacancies. So
Right. This
is going to be an interesting one to see how it plays out.
So I was handling KLW's election coordination over the past few months, including our election briefs, and we chose to cover a couple ballot measures in Alameda County. One was Measure C, the Care for Kids initiative, and it passed. It'll increase the sales tax to help fund young children's health care and education. But Measure D, a bond to help modernize fire stations, didn't quite clear the two-thirds majority, so it looks like it won't pass.
Yeah, that was another surprise to me, Ange, a bond to fund emergency services. But this one is for fire stations in unincorporated parts of Alameda County, so probably the less populated sections. I haven't been able to find a voting breakdown there yet, but I wonder if there was a difference between the urban, suburban, and rural votes where the votes came through.
Yeah, speaking of urban, Oaklanders passed all their ballot measures. That includes Q, which raises money for public park and homeless services.
Such a big issue in Oakland right now. Really definitive for Mayor Libby Schaaf. Also, Measure R in Oakland passed, that redesignates where the city posts public notices. That's supposed to happen in daily newspapers, but since Oakland no longer has one, that wasn't possible anymore. So, Ange.
Yes.
What is your overall takeaway from last night?
Well, just from being out and about in the field, it was clear that a lot of San Francisco voters were excited to get out there and vote. And people I spoke to had a lot of excitement for the progressive candidates and measures. In California, we'll have to wait for the final count on how many people voted to see if we can learn anything about engagement as we approach the bigger election day in November. And Ben, what are your final thoughts?
Well, this state's so blue. You know, Democrats dominate the government, and I'm really used to voters passing a lot of bonds. But this time, not so much, even for education or emergency services. Here in San Francisco, the school district is facing a significant budget shortfall for the next academic year, and my understanding is the city will not bail them out this time like they have in the past. So I think that the statement we just saw from voters is that they're nervous about their income and the overall economy. And since Bernie Sanders did not beat Joe Biden by all that much in California, maybe the state's not quite as progressive as a lot of people around here thought.
That was KLW Elections Coordinator Angela Johnston and News Director Ben Trefney. And you can find the links to all the results and our stories from the field at KLW.org.